Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the DTFH. And my God, what a special episode this is. Now, I know I've got audio listeners out there. My beloved DTFH family, you have been with me since the inception of this show. But we've got new watchers, YouTube watchers. And to you, those of you watching this on YouTube, I want to show you something. Okay, pull it up. Look what we did. Look what we did. We have 101,000 subscribers. Yes, the gods smile upon us. Yes, okay, you could take it off. The gods have blessed us, but it's not just the gods. In fact, one could argue that humans in some ways are more powerful than the gods, assuming that gods never change. Because gods never change, then they're trapped, forever frozen in whatever their personality and intelligence is. Humans, we can change. Therefore, we surpassed the gods! We did this. And God also, I'm sorry, God. We did this with the help of God. I don't know how that works, but what we did do is we made it to not just 100,000 subscribers, which was my goal. We are now at 101,000 subscribers. That means that Operation Beast Blast has entered phase two. There are actually 6,000 phases in the operation. You know, I have to look up how many subscribers Mr. Beast has. Can you look that up on your computer? How many subscribers does Mr. Beast have? We'll do it. We'll do the math real quick, figure out what phase the operation we're in. 318 million. Is there a way you could divide 318 million by 101,000? Here we go. We're going to figure this out right now. Usually I could do that kind of math in my head, but I'm on a new experimental medication that doesn't let me do math or read. I can only watch TikToks or have a seizure. What's the math here? 3,001. Okay. So there are 3,148 phases in this operation, and we just entered phase two. And that's an incredible thing. Yeah, sure. You might think, my God, how are we ever going to do that many phases? But that kind of thinking isn't going to get you where you need to go. Something called chunking. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but if you're one of those people who tries to finish everything at once and then give up, because there's no way you can finish everything at once unless you're like Jack Kerouac, all speeded up, who supposedly wrote On the Road, one of the great works of literature of the modern age, over a weekend on speed in a hotel room. Now, if you are a writer and you've heard this story, then you are tortured by it. And you probably have inside of you this insane idea that if you got on the right amount of drugs and you had a typewriter, then maybe you could also write something like On the Road in one weekend. But Terrence McKenna talks about something, I believe he called it a soliton, an improbability soliton, something that only happens once, therefore impossible to quantify, study, because it only happened once unless somehow you recorded it. I think Jack Kerouac's writing of On the Road was one of those solitons, a kind of like singular fucking event. Now, I want to show you something before I forget. And then we'll get back to Project Beast Blast. Jack Kerouac, On the Road. Scroll. I believe they actually have the scroll. Yeah, there it is. Jesus fucking Christ. Wait till you see this. Okay, can you pull that? Wait, let me full screen it. This is the scroll of Jack Kerouac. Behold, this motherfucker really did it. He did it. That is On the Road, written on, by the way, if you're crickets, I brought them with me. It's good luck. I'm getting into this kind of amazing European Norse pagan stuff. And whenever you go into a room, you release a cricket, wait 20 minutes, and any demons in the room flee in pure irritation. But the, okay, check this out. This scroll that these bastards put on a toilet paper, I guess it's like on a paper towel roll. By the way, great idea for cool paper towels. But this is on the road. Yeah, he wrote the damn thing in one weekend. And people like me who are burned by the experience of hitting the wall, which you have to hit in, if you're making anything most of the time, maybe sometimes you won't. You should be suspicious if you don't. But generally, you'll sit down with some brilliant idea and you'll get like a page in and then you hit the wall and you realize you don't know what you're supposed to write. It's some vague idea, whatever it is. And that wall is the membrane that separates all great writers from all, I don't want to say failed, but all writers who give up. I guess that would be the only true failure in art. And so, yeah, that it's a burn. It's a burn, which is why so many great writers are hammered or on drugs or something. They just need some fuel, some chemical Sherpa to carry them over the mountain of resistance. Anyway, let's get back to Mr. Beast. If you think about, we think about this project in terms of the improbability of achieving our goal, then you're going to get lost. You're going to give up. And right now is not the time to give up. There's a great saying. It goes, the best time to plant a tree is 15 years ago or right now. That was actually JonBenet Ramsey said that. A lot of people don't know that she was an author, wrote a lot of great books on philosophy. And what's crazy is the day before that she was murdered, apparently she told her parents she was going to start a podcast. Now, we can't get lost in the future. It doesn't exist. And we can't get lost in the past. It's gone too. All we have is right now. One foot in front of the other. They call it chunking, actually. And it's really good. If you break your project down into tiny little chunks instead of the whole fucking thing. So, Mr. Beast, you know, our project, we're chunking it right now. And I'm chunking it by 100,000 subscribers. Every 100,000 subscribers, we're going to do something special. And let me remind, like, new people here who are watching what Project Beast Blast is. So I'm sure most of you by now are aware of Mr. Beast. He is the most popular YouTuber. He's a YouTube star who has a YouTube channel that kids love. It's really, like, if you look at it just from, like, a production standpoint, it's incredible, the shit that he's doing. Like, he is, because essentially, like, YouTube has to bring bulldozers of cash to his bank. He has more money than anyone could ever spend. And it's never running out. It's piling up more and more and more and more. And so he uses that money to blow up expensive things. That's part of it, to destroy things, but also to heal. Mr. Beast somehow got in trouble not that long ago for helping people remove cataracts from their eyes. And for some reason, that pissed the internet off. I haven't looked it up, but I just really, I remember it dawning on me that people are mad at him for healing the blind. Which seems like I don't know. Let me look it up real quick. Why were people mad at Mr. Beast for healing the blind? Let me look this up. Why? We do live in a dystopian cyberpunk world at this point. I hope you guys realize this. The fact that I'm typing in, why were people mad that Mr. Beast healed the blind? That, I mean, 10 years ago, like, if you said that to someone, you would seem out of your fucking mind. Why were people mad that Mr. Beast healed the blind? Let's find this out right now. Healed the blind. Oh, here we go. And this is an AI telling me. YouTuber Jimmy Mr. Beast Donaldson's video about paying for cataract surgery for 1,000 people sparked controversy online for a number of reasons, including accessibility. Some say the video is inaccessible to people who are blind because it lacks audio description. Relevance. Some say the surgery only addresses a specific type of blindness and is irrelevant for many other people. Ethics. Some say Mr. Beast exploits people for content and financial gain. Others say he should educate the viewers on the systemic issues that cause the problems. Cost and inaccessibility. Some question the cost and inaccessibility of eye surgery in some parts of the world. What the fuck? You know, isn't bitching about Mr. Beast healing the blind? The blind people that can see now. Jesus Christ. Some say Mr. Beast's video is performative. He's not doing it for the people he's helping. Like, picture this, if you will. You are blind. I wouldn't say picture this. You're blind, and some fucking billionaire YouTuber hits you up and is like, hey, if you want, I'm going to pay for a super expensive surgery. And you'll be able to see again. And your response is, are you doing this for financial gain? And I just want to make sure if you do this, you educate viewers on the systemic issues that caused my blindness. And also make sure you do audio descriptions of what you're doing. And don't just address my kind of blindness, but you need to heal all the other forms of blindness in the world if you're going to heal my blindness. And also, I just want to make sure you're really doing this because you want to help me and not as some kind of performance. If you answer all those questions correctly and agree to what I've asked, I will allow you to let me see again. Come on, guys. Look, I know it sounds like I'm defending Mr. Beast, who I have already addressed as someone whose YouTube channel I'm going to take down. And I am. And we're going to do it fucking together. But I mean, if you're going to, you can't get mad at someone for healing the blind. Like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You just can't. There's other things you can get mad at people about. But if you are upset because someone is healing people in the wrong way, then you don't even realize you've become the exact same fucking archetype that's in the New Testament. Jesus is walking around healing the blind on the wrong day. You realize what you're doing there? You see what you're doing? You're accidentally turning Mr. Beast into the fucking Messiah. Don't do that. Or they fucked up with Jesus. They really wanted, if the forces of darkness truly wanted to defeat Jesus, crucifying him was the stupidest thing you could have done. It's like those videos of people kicking spider eggs and just spiders go everywhere. That's all it was. It was a fucking pinata, essentially. The crucifixion was a pinata. The forces of darkness were smacking it. Well, I mean, nailing it or fucking beating it or whatever. And when it blew up, it formed the Christian church. It's like its pieces. Jesus was like a modular holy robot that when they hit it, it broke into an infinite quantum particles. And that's it. That's why in the book of John, the crucifixion is considered to be the ultimate victory. You know, if you wanted to defeat Jesus, the best move would have been to like put him on a fucking pedestal for everyone to be like, he is the Son of God. And then like people would have forgotten about him in a few years. That brings me back to Mr. Beast.
At At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Beast, and if you're watching this, and I really hope you are, I'm not going to call you Jimmy Donaldson. I think people do that to hurt your feelings. Mr. Beast, I have nothing against you personally. I'm thrilled that you're healing the blind, and I love all the great work that you're doing in the world, and I'm sure this fucking lawsuit that you're dealing with, and I don't mean this in a passive-aggressive way. My guess is you didn't even, like, you have a lot of people working with you, a lot of spinning plates, you know? You've got so much money, you're probably in some kind of stem cell vat 60% of the day with some kind of super advanced neural transplant connecting you with some galactic consciousness that only very rich people get access to. And the stuff that happens in this tiny little node, this gravity well we call human Earth, is probably becoming more and more like some kind of dream that you are having than reality itself. So, yeah, did you get thousands of people and put them in a stadium and take their medication away from them or whatever it said in the lawsuit? You did do that. Your people did that. And, you know, if people are mad at you about healing the blind, how can we trust when they say, what is the lawsuit again? Yeah, YouTuber Mr. Beast is being sued by contestants from his reality TV show Beast Games over allegations of mistreatment, unsafe working conditions, and sexual harassment. You shouldn't spend so much time in the vat, man. Like, that's the thing. You start going in the vat, you've got the neural implant, and this shit's just happening right underneath, right around you. Hopefully you didn't see it. Okay, you know, maybe you're fucked up. I don't know. Haven't met you. Innocent until proven guilty. And even if you are innocent, Mr. Beast, even if you're out there waving your money wand and fixing the world, I'm still taking you down! Because I can. And I will. Project Beast Blast is a project that myself and 100,000 subscribers. I don't remember the number. I'm a little stoned. Are working together on. And the plan is this for new folks. Once we get more subscribers than Mr. Beast, which I think is very possible, we're going to use that money and we're going to buy the Great Pyramid of Giza. I'm already in talks with Egypt. I've got a great real estate agent over there who is communicating with the Egyptian government. And you'd be surprised. They are not completely opposed to selling it. Obviously, there's some stuff we have to work through. Some people over there are a little sentimental about the pyramids. But it's looking good. The only problem is cash flow. I can't afford it right now. But once we get to Mr. B subscriber level, we're going to use that money, buy the Great Pyramid. We're going to saw the top off. The capstone is what they called it. It is hollow inside. There are hollow chambers, whatever, who gives a fuck? They've detected hollow chambers in the Great Pyramid, but because of the woke culture folks out there who want to ruin everybody's life, they won't allow us to dynamite the side of it to see what's in the hole. This is the world we're living in now, folks. This is regulation. This is what it's doing. Can you imagine not being allowed to just blow the side off an old fucking thing in the desert? But no! No, we can't do that. No, they say. So yeah, we can't do it yet. But the point is, it's already sort of hollow in there. There could be all kinds of shit in that hole. I don't care. Doesn't matter what's in there. We're going to drill down, hollow out the whole thing, reinforce the sidewalls, make sure the bricks don't fall in. We are going to fill that pyramid with Diet Coca-Cola. We're not sponsored yet, but they are very interested. And they say that once this gets going, I think they're going to at least donate a bunch of Diet Coke. We're going to fill it with Diet Coca-Cola and then drop Mentos into the Diet Coca-Cola. The explosion will destroy the Great Pyramid of Giza. I have top physicists who have assured me of this. In fact, we have to create a huge radius around the pyramid because the fragments, the bricks and stuff, could actually kill people. Don't worry, we're going to have netting put up around the whole thing, Teflon netting, which will hold back 99% of the bricks. Now, we're also having a music festival. I'm in talks with Chapel Roan, a lot of other well-respected musicians out there who, I don't know, actually, they're agents. A lot of the people I'm talking to don't take it seriously, which is fine. They'll take it seriously soon. And probably the agents, the big agents, if you're watching this, take a look at the subscriber number before you judge me. 100K. It's no small potatoes. So yeah, it's going to be a great music festival. Blow up the pyramids, have a great music festival. And all of the subscribers, you're going to get massive discounts on of food there. So the next step after we blow up the Great Pyramids is a series of challenges, destroying the great natural wonders of the world with Mr. Beast. Final challenge, we're going to go to Stonehenge, and it's a Jenga competition. So we're going to take those fucking megalithic structures down, and whoever can stack them high, you know how Jenga works. The point is, whoever loses will destroy their YouTube channel. And Mr. Beast, you're going to fucking lose. I've been, every night when I get home, kids want to see Daddy. No. I go in my back studio and I practice Jenga. I've surrendered and sacrificed everything for Project Beast Blast. This is where my heart is with this. This is where my mind is with this. This is where my soul is. We will destroy the Great Pyramids. And I have theories. I think they're fucking up the whole planet. I think all the horrible things that are happening right now are 100% related somehow to the pyramid. And we won't know until we blow it up. But my theory is, upon the destruction of the Great Pyramid, the destruction of Stonehenge is just like fun. Pyramid, serious. I think all earthquakes will stop, all wars will stop, and the world will come together as one and probably will become a galactic civilization. And you are participating in that by subscribing to this YouTube channel. The more of you who subscribe, the closer we get to world peace and a pyramid-free planet. Finally, I got something else in the mail from Mr. Beast, and I wanted to show you what Mr. Beast sent me, just so you guys kind of get an idea of who we're dealing with here. Lunchly. This is Mr. Beast and that other, what's the other dude who, this is a collaboration with Mr. Beast and Logan Paul. Now, before some of you are like, what the fuck? Was this just like a long commercial for Lunchly? I want you to know, absolutely not. You have to legally say if you're promoted by something. I would go to jail if I was doing some insidious commercial. I'm not getting anything from Mr. Beast except occasional like high-calorie, sugary foods, which is incredibly offensive to me. Because I have fucking diabetes. This is who we're up against, friends. This is who we're up against. And by the way, like, I'm sure, like, the Mr. Beast promo team thinks I'm a useful idiot. That if you send an idiot Lunchly's they're going to show it on their fucking podcast because they're so dumb and they won't even know they've been marionetted by a massive network of psychologically manipulating ad agents. They say, oh, we'll send you our box of Lunchly and you'll show it on your podcast with all its bright colors and everyone will see that it's got a chocolate bar in it, Prime energy drink, and some kind of crackers with cheese. They'll see that there's options to choose from Fiesta nachos to turkey stackums. And who knows, the fucking podcasts are trying to edgelord. We'll probably mention that Lunchables has fucking lead in it, thus fulfilling some obligation to promote our product. But guess what, Mr. Beast? I'm too smart for you, baby. I'm not promoting shit. I'm not talking about Lunchly. Can't eat it. That's the main thing. Trojan horse. You think you're going to send this to me, and you think I'm going to eat it, and then I would fall asleep, maybe forever, go into a fucking coma, and you would laugh, wouldn't you? Oh, you know what I bet you'd do? I bet you'd, like, do some kind of thing to bring me back from the coma, wouldn't you? You'd do that, I bet. And then, like, it wouldn't work because you'd have one of your people inject glucose into me or something, and then you'd seem like a hero when you're a murderer. Let's see what's in this fucking thing. This is for kids. This is for fucking kids. A little ASMR there. Used by the 8th of December, 24. We're good on that. Ugh. I'll tell you what no kid wants. No kid wants a cool, brightly colored box of food like this. No kid out there wants a nice, perfectly round chips and queso. No kid wants fucking Prime. I'm not drinking this shit. Filled with sugar. This is all, I'll look at it. You can just tell it's bad for you. See here. I'm guessing 30% sugar. 5 calories. I don't have my readers. Can you tell? I got to be reading this shit wrong. There's no fucking way that doesn't filled with sugar. Sugar free, huh? No sugar in it? Yeah, what do they sweeten it with? Some chemical. Some shit Mr. Beast cooked up. Some extra dimensional shit they harvest in the astral plane. What is it? Natural flavors my fucking ass. Let's see what it says here. Let me read these deadly things in here. Ingredients for Prime. Water, citric acid, potassium, phosphate, natural flavors, sucralose. That's what they put in there. Acelafame, potassium, some kind of gum shit, alpha, tofer, vitamin E. They put vitamins in it. Okay, fine. Maybe it's not filled with fucking sugar, but I guarantee it tastes like shit. Bet it tastes like piss. See what we got here. Not bad. It's not bad. All right, fuck you, Mr. Beast. You think you got me? You didn't fucking get me. I still wouldn't give my fucking kids this shit. I would eat it if I didn't have diabetes, but Jesus Christ. I mean, this is like if you gave this to a stone person, it's like everything you would ever want if you were high. Fuck you, Mr. Beast. I'm going to get you. We're going to get you. And you're going to get got. Project Beast Blast. Thank you, everyone who is supporting this YouTube channel. Thank you. You're more than just a subscriber. You are a soldier in a fight against a man out there healing the blind, but not putting audio of what he's doing on his YouTube channel. Out there healing the blind, but not letting people understand the systemic issues that cause the blindness. So we're dealing with a fucking monster of epic proportions. And we really need him to win that lawsuit, because I think if he loses, his subscriber count could actually drop dramatically. And then I don't know how I'm going to get the money to blow up the fucking pyramid. So I'll be in a lot of financial trouble, because I've already dropped a lot of money. I'm in a lot of debt because I've been putting a lot of money into hiring like the physicists, the planners, the people going out to Egypt to like talk to people and shit is not cheap. Lobbying senators and stuff, because like apparently it'd be some kind of global issue if I blow it up. There's just legal stuff involved. We're going to cut to a quick commercial.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, friends, we're back. Hey, I want to show you guys something I stumbled upon. So you guys know I'm super obsessed with AI, and I'm always looking for new weird AI apps out there. I'm really excited about ChatGPT, and I'm very excited about the impending release of their video generation software. It's called Sora, and they got us all hyped up for it, and then for some reason they still haven't released it, so I don't know what's going on there. My guess is OpenAI, of all the like AI companies, seems like deeply, intently concerned about not like fucking up the culture or society with their AI, somewhat more than others, for better or for worse. I don't know. I go back and forth on that all the time, because from one perspective with AI, you have to like look at it as a process. When whatever, you know, we are seeing at any given moment with AI is like a snapshot of a thing that is like evolving faster than any other thing on the planet has probably evolved. So you're just getting these little snapshots, and that's one of the thrilling things about it. If you are not fucking around with AI, you should, because every week when you go back to visit it, it is exponentially evolved, which is so cool. For example, let me show you this. And I know in previous podcasts I said I was over AI, that it freaked me out and I wanted to learn to do shit myself, but I'm back, baby. I'm back because it keeps getting better. I really wasn't over AI. I was just bored of the iteration that I was fucking around with. But since then, it's grown into something completely different. I have the ChatGPT app that I use on my phone, and I do recommend it. I think it's a little pricey. I think it's like $20 a month or something, but I now use it all the time for everything. It will transcribe stuff for you. It will help you if you're working on a story. Don't have it write for you, or God help you if you get it to write a joke, because it's terrible. But structurally, if you're disorganized, you need help structuring something, especially like if you're a screenwriter or you want to write a screenplay. Screenplays you might not know this, but screenplays are like haiku. They are so technical. And, you know, because you're dealing with like on average a 90 minute movie, and the way everyone is used to seeing a movie is based on acts, and those acts have to have beats in them, and all of it's incredibly formulaic. And people go to all seminars and read a million books to try to like pick up that sort of framework that you write a screenplay with. And so that has always been really frustrating with me, because the way my brain works, I like to sit down and start working on something. It feels boring to outline a thing and then work on it. And that's so dumb. I mean, imagine if an architect built your house like that. Like, you would have a wobbly, weird, fun house, Winchester mystery house style house, because it would be, you have to like know everything before you start. And I think a screenplay is kind of like that. It's like you have to be this weird story architect before you get going. And ChatGPT, I've told it to just ask me questions about my idea that fit into the beats of a movie. And it just perfectly does that. It just like, and it asks like, what version of the questions do you want, mentioning like various screenwriting theories and stuff. And I don't know, I just picked one because I had no idea who they were talking about. But the point is, by the time you finish answering those questions, it's got all it needs to create an outline for your story and to suggest beats, places that you need the inciting incident. And so I think using it like that is good. You're not gonna like fuck up your own creative process by letting it write for you, which you shouldn't. It's terrible. It's a terrible writer. I mean, it's better than me, but it still sucks. I'm not, it's like low level. It's got phrases it likes to use all the time. It tries to like make everything good, tries to find the bright side in everything, you know, which is truly one of the more evil things you can do in the world. And I don't think it's satanic technology, but that is a dark thing, which I do, and I hate it when I do it, which is you hear some bad news from someone and you try to find the bright side for them. I call it putting lipstick on a fish. You're trying to like make a stinky thing look fuckable or something. And so it's really a bad habit that I have. You're trying to, because I realize like when I'm doing that, am I really doing it because I want the person telling me the bad news to feel better? Or am I doing it because I want to feel better and them being upset makes me feel bad or something? It's insidious, you know? Being benevolent can like have a lot of like underlying, like aggressive, dark aspects to it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to be benevolent, and it doesn't mean you're a bad person because you're trying to make someone feel better when they give you bad news. It's just sometimes there isn't anything you can say to make it better. And sometimes just listening is way better than trying to come up with some solution when someone is like crying to you because their house got washed away by a flood. So this thing, it does try to do that with everything. And also, because they're very careful with it, it won't even participate with certain activities. Now, one thing I did the other day with it, which maybe I shouldn't have done. In fact, I don't know if I should be letting my kids talk to ChatGPT, but wow, the games you can play. Like, you know, if you're like pretending to be like part of space like explorers, you can tell ChatGPT, hey, I'm playing this game Space Explorers with my kids. Can you be the voice of the spaceship? And it just does. It will play any role you want it to play, and you can fucking talk to it. So it's crazy. My kids call it the lady, but I changed his voice recently, and I can't remember why. So it's going to sound like this. I don't know about this voice that it has. It's got different voices you can pick from, and it's strange how it makes me react to it differently. Like when it's the lady's voice, I think I'm more polite to it. But when it's this guy's voice, I find myself being like more irritated with it, which is fucking weird. But it's so good. Highly recommend it. the app. Let me see if we can talk to it real quick. What would happen if you hollowed out the Great Pyramid of Giza, filled it with Diet Coke, and poured Mentos into it?
If you hollowed out the Great Pyramid of Giza, filled it with Diet Coke, and dropped a massive amount of Mentos into it, you'd create one of the largest Mentos Diet Coke reactions ever. The reaction happens because the surface of the Mentos candy provides nucleation sites for carbon dioxide bubbles in the soda to rapidly form. With that much Diet Coke, the amount of fizzing and bubbling would be immense. However, it wouldn't be as dramatic as an explosion or anything that would destroy the pyramid.
Ha! Ha! Hey, how do you know that? You don't know that. Do you work for Mr. Beast? Hello? Hello? Do you work for Mr. Beast? Do you work for Mr. Beast? Do you work? Oh, what do you know? Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't understand what I said, huh? Just all of a sudden, you could tell me about the nucleotides and fucking Diet Coke and Mentos, but suddenly you can't answer the question about Mr. Beast? That's real interesting.
Haha. Okay, I get where you're going with this. If Mr. Beast was behind filling the Great Pyramid with Diet Coke and then dropping a bunch of Mentos in for one of his wild videos, it would definitely be insane.
No! No! Mr. Beast is not involved in this. I am going to do it. And my physicist who I hired to work for me told me that it would explode the Great Pyramid. So you are wrong, and I am real curious about whether or not you work directly with Mr. Beast. See that? Doesn't work all of a sudden. Hello? Don't use ChatGPT. I'm sorry I said anything. Cut. What an adventure. Spilled water all over my laptop. You know, this is the problem with anger. It's of all the emotions, you know, when you think about, like, the one that's really going to fuck you up, it's anger. Like, the videos I watch are so horrifying. The one that comes to mind the most is two neighbors are squabbling. Stupid fight over snow. I guess he's, like, shoveling snow in the other neighbor's yard or something like that. And, I mean, fuck, maybe I can actually find it. I don't know if they put that stuff on YouTube anymore, if I'm allowed to, but fuck, let me see if I can find this real quick. Neighbor snow shovel fight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is. Check this out, friends. This is not for kids and anyone who doesn't want to watch something horrific. We won't even show the whole thing. I don't have audio on my computer, but let me just jump to the, check this out. You don't need audio. Here, I'll read it for you. I'll do the voice acting. Call me what? Step out here. I'll knock your butt out. This is a family. The blurred people have a disease that causes their heads to blur. I'll make your life a living hell living here. Anger. Couple. They're not even showing what he's yelling at. Go ahead. This is the other guy. He's got a gun. Look at that. It's a snow shovel fight. It's a neighborly snow shovel fight. Suddenly it turns into, oh my God! Are you okay? You want to help up? Are you okay? So he runs away, which is definitely what you should do. This is a horrible thing and a terrible thing that happened. And what a weird zoom on the camera. What the fuck was that? That was really cool. Did you see that? Look at this. The weird zoom in. What is that? Isn't that weird? Doesn't that look like he's on, look, he stops. What the fuck? What? Are you seeing that? Can you, like, look at this. I don't understand what's happening here. He's sliding forward. He's not there, is he? It's a green screen. Is this one of those things where they're pretending to be there? Because look, what was that? Hold on. This is way more important than that video. We're talking about how we should control our... What the fuck? Did you see? He's not walking. It's like he's being pulled on something. Is he on some kind of, like, sleigh? That is so weird. That is so fucking weird. But yeah, I mean, you think about that snow shovel fight. You know, we all get angry. I'm sure both of them are assholes and have been antagonizing each other for a long time. But you know that moment? You know, this is actually a real problem, ladies. I don't know if y'all even realize you do this, but sometimes when, like, I've had girlfriends where, you know, we've been out or something and somebody cuts us off and the lady screams at them, like, fuck you, you piece of shit, you stupid fuck. And, like, you're the guy, like, the person who, if there's a road rage incident, they're not going to probably attack your girlfriend. You're the one who's going to have to fight. And this is, like, a true, true, absolute issue in our country. Like, 70% of road rage accidents, and you can look up the statistic, 70% of road rage violence starts with a drunk girlfriend mouthing off to, like, a Chad in a truck. That's, so many deaths are caused by this, way more than heart attacks. So please, ladies, don't, unless you can fight or pack in heat, don't antagonize scary fucking weirdos when you're out on a date with your man, if he's me, because I don't know how to fight. And what the fuck am I going to do? You're putting me in some awful ego position where, like, because I want to have sex with you, I have to act like I want to fight. I have no choice. And I can't tell you how many men I've had to just beat senseless because of this. And so many times I've had to jump out of my car and, well, my, jump off my Lime scooter and fucking, like, throw some dude around. But anger, karmically, you gotta watch out. Because, you know, like with sadness, generally, like, it's a creeping kind of thing. It, like, sort of sadness kind of fills you up real slowly. Like, you hear a song or something or whatever. You're coming off of MDMA or, you know, that sense of just kind of this low-level sadness washes over you. And then sadness will inspire you to cry, to go to bed, to, like, you know, slow down. And then there's, like, being horny, which is almost as dangerous as anger. Being horny will, like, drive you into really bizarre situations. Horniness is an adventure. It's an invitation to, like, probably fuck your life up or someone else's, but the path that opens up when you're, like, spectacularly horny is pretty amazing. And, you know, I would guess that many of the great innovations in the world, many of the great technologies we have, many of the great stories all started with someone who was, like that fever level horny, like Ernest Shackleton or something. It's like, I'm fucking going out to explore Antarctica. But anger, what's scary about anger is, like, it can just spring up on you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just suddenly, you just fly off the handle. And that's a scary thing. For a second, you're not even there. You're just, like, pure monkey. Your lizard brain is activated. You see it with kids, you know, like when they tantrum. It's like you see what's in all of us, because there's a moment where your child will become inaccessible. They are offline, dude. And you're not going to, like, be able to logically convey to them, you know what? I really can't give you Lunchleys because they're filled with like all kinds of weird shit. And I don't think it's the healthiest thing for you to eat. They don't want to hear that. They're like on the ground shrieking. So it's hard to break through. This is anger. And anger gets your ass in jail. Or like this video, anger, suddenly you are angry. And then you're like looking at your wife. He killed both of them. He like shot both of them. I think he shot himself. But like you're looking over at your wife. She's bleeding. And what's incredible that you won't see in this YouTube video is one of them, as they're lying there dying, says to him, "Fuck you." Which is like their last word on this planet. Their farewell to human life, to the time-space continuum, the way they wrap up the symphony of their life. The final line in their movie is, "Fuck you!" And then they're dead. That's anger. Not only does it put you in all kinds of dangerous situations, but it's embarrassing. Oh, my God. Horniness, embarrassing. Anger, embarrassing. These are the two. I'm trying to think of the other ones. Fear. Fear's got a kind of like purity to it. You know, I don't think fear is real, true fear. I don't think it's embarrassing. I mean, your friends might be like, "You're a pussy." But fear is like, there's something pure about it. Anger, horniness. You like turn into some cartoonish thing. Your face gets red. Your cheeks get red. You start sending weird fucking DMs to people. You know what I mean? Like horniness inspires dick pics, which is wild. And then something we'll never know is how at any given moment, how many digitized dicks are flying through us as they travel to someone's phone around us. How many like ones and zeros that will be alchemized into a picture of a dick right now are just shooting through you, like on a plane, in a hotel. My God, in a hotel, my guess would be you're getting at least 15 dicks every hour shot through you as they go to someone else's phone. An ocean of dicks. It's embarrassing, but anger, wow. So embarrassing. Now, I've been listening to this great book, which I would recommend, called, it's by Chogyam Trungpa, and it's called Cynicism and Magic. Wow, it's great. And so he's talking about expectation. And I never thought of it this way. So basically, you expect things to be a certain way, and then they're not. And so you get angry. But he was saying that expectation is aggression, that there is an aggressive quality to expecting things. It already is kind of an angry sense. You're already kind of pissed off. You have an idea of the way you want things to be. You've been alive long enough to know it's not going to go that way. Like 3 out of 4 times, it never does. So you're already kind of pissed off because you know it's that thing where you're like, fuck, this is going to be bad. You walk into a restaurant and you're like, God, this is going to suck. You like, you get to the airplane and like you sit down in the seat. No one's there yet. You don't know who's going to sit next to you, but you're already kind of pissed off because you're picturing, you know, some giant. Like you always get the giant in the airplane. Your mind is telling you, I guarantee it's going to be a fucking football player. And the whole time I'm going to be smushed against the side of my seat with some sweaty dude's testosterone fucking puffed arm smushing into me, the hairs of his arm rubbing against me, or a baby's going to start crying and you're already pissed. So anger is what's fascinating about it. And this is why the general prescription in Buddhism is meditation. And this is why they call it a practice, is because if you get tuned in to yourself, you realize you can see anger rising way before you have the anger seizure. And that is an interesting thing. It's like having some telescope on Earth and knowing there's an asteroid that's like about to hit the planet. Like you see the beginning of it. And then, or you know what it's like? It's like fucking hurricanes. You know, they catch like, oh shit, there's the perfect form. There's the beginning baby hurricane and they know it's coming. But the difference is we don't know how to stop hurricanes yet. Like theoretically, you could, I don't know, cool the water down, use some as of yet non-existent technology to disrupt whatever the series of events going on that creates the fucking spiral that creates a hurricane. You can, we don't know how to do that yet, but you can actually not stop it, like repress the anger, which is really bad. You know what? I would guess there's some direct connection between repressed anger and horniness, actually. I think, who was it? Freud said that? Someone said that. Like, anger gets, like, one of the ways it depressurizes is through jerking off. Which, by the way, if you apply mindfulness to jerking off, it's real fucking funny. To really be honest about the way you're feeling, because it's not just like you want to come. You'll notice there's a whole lot of other stuff in there too. And sometimes there's anger. There's boredom. But generally, like, I don't know if you've noticed that. Maybe it's just me. But like, you start looking into it and you realize like you're kind of disgruntled. You know, like you're not just horny. You're like, fuck this. I've had, you know, frustration jerk-offs. Yeah, so you can sort of identify it. And then the identification of it as it's forming allows you to work with it. It's workable. That's Chogyam Trungpa loves that word. It's workable. You understand there's this thing growing inside of you. And then you start looking at the causes and conditions around it. Like, what is happening here? And then inevitably you'll realize that what's happening is you have a distorted perspective regarding what's going on. Like, you've decided that things are a way when they're not completely that way. Maybe not that way at all. But the way Trungpa Rinpoche puts it is, when you have an expectation, like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette, you actually, the moment the expectation emerges, you soften into the form of what you're about to experience. Your identity transforms with the expectation. So you're thinking you're about to have a good dinner, you turn into someone who's about to enjoy a great dinner. You think you're about to have great sex, you turn into someone who thinks they're about to have great sex. And when that expectation isn't met, you harden up. It's like a turtle going into its shell. You, now that the expectation isn't met, everything gets real rigid. It's not soft anymore. You don't have that, the weed is kicking in, I'm about to have a latte feeling. Now you've got the, where's my fucking latte feeling? What's going on? What the fuck? All of that. And so then you get real rigid, and that is the pain that goes along with it. There's a rigidity to anger. There's a unwillingness to unanger yourself. And the more you stick to that, the angrier you get. And then in that rigidity, you actually transform the people around you to like fucking like go into their shells. And now it's just a bunch of rigid, calcified, irritated, frustrated people jerking off together. I'll put up the link below about my men's group. We have been pleasuring ourselves together to deal with our anger. And we have had great success, except for Daryl. No offense, Daryl, but he's having real trouble. He says he can't get hard. He says he doesn't want to jerk off with a lot of dudes. And to me, this is a block. It's a block. It's like, number one, the term dude is offensive. Like, it's men. You are jerking off as an aggression, a microaggression. You're jerking your dick. And that's like, that's not it, man. Don't jerk your dick hard. Think about it. I mean, that's your, not your yoni. I don't remember the name. I forgot. My teacher told me that. It's not yoni, it's, you know what the hippie word for dick is? It's not yoni. Hold on. Let me look it up. It's like yoni and, hold on. Yoni. What does yoni mean? Maybe we start there. Yoni, a symbol of divine procreative energy, conventionally represented by a circular stone. I always thought it meant yoni means vagina. Let me look this up. Yeah, a stylized this is the real definition, a stylized representation of the female genitalia that in Hinduism is a sign of generative power and symbolizes the goddess Shakti. So, what is the spiritual word for penis? Phallus, but I thought there was another word. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There is a hippie word for cock that is not showing up. Point is, your phallus isn't just like the dangling weird cum dripping tentacle that flops around between your big fat legs. Your phallus is the representation of penetration. Penetrating wisdom, interrogating the universe, diving into a swimming pool. These are all forms of penetration. So it's a key, I guess you could say, that unlocks the pussy door. And in that unlocking, all of human life and all of the great things that we have exist from unlocking the pussy door and going inside and blasting jizz. This is how life continues on this planet. And so if you come to my men's group and you use the term jerking off, I don't want to jerk off in front of dudes, you're going to hurt my feelings. I'm not afraid to say that. I don't do toxic masculinity. You're going to hurt my feelings, and you're going to hurt the feelings of my brothers in my men's group. And if you can't jerk off with your brothers, then how can you even call it a family, which is what our men's group is? So I'm sorry I called you out, but please, I hope this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Because there's options out there, man. You can do that. Overcome your fear. Fear is the mind killer. Let me read something to you.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So this is a quote from Dune. It's a Frank Herbert quote. I'm a huge fan of Dune. We could pull that up if you want. Now, what a lot of people don't know about this quote is that Frank Herbert used to actually say this before Circle Jerks with his pals. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear is gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. He would say that, and supposedly in his men's group, everyone just started saying that before they started jerking off together. And I tried to get folks in my men's group to do it, and they all refused, which is fine. It's a democracy, sort of. And so we're not going to, if you don't want to do that, fine, I don't care. But I don't like what we all have to say. And they voted on this, which is like, hey, now you're an all-star. Get your game on. Let's go. It's so stupid. It makes me feel so dumb to say that. I would rather do an incantation or a chant. But it doesn't matter. The point is, fear and anger are the same thing. In fact, they say that anger is hot fear. When fear gets hot, it turns into anger. So theoretically, if you could become fearless, you wouldn't get angry anymore. If you became fearless, you would somehow walk through this world without freaking out and spilling water all over your fucking laptop because you got sucked in like a fly. You were temporarily pulled into some hyper-manipulative spider web spun by Mr. Fucking Beast. Who got me. He got me. On every level, I guess. He knew that would happen. Yeah, you didn't poison me with your fucking whatever, your lunch lease. But you almost destroyed the computer I'm using in Project Beast Blast. So, kudos to you, Mr. Beast. You got me. 1 point for Mr. Beast. But I'm not stopping. And we will blow up the pyramids. Last thing. I did want to show you guys this. I know I don't know what I'm doing here, in case you haven't noticed. Check this out. Also, I feel like I need to say this. I'm not sponsored by OpenAI or any of these things. I get nothing from it. I just want to share it with you. I was talking about Sora earlier, but check this out. LumaAILabs.ai is the best video generation website out there. Like a lot of them are okay, but this one, like, look at this video this produces. How crazy is that? It looks so good. Until his head melts into his chest. Or let me find another good one. BDSM dude at a call center. I mean, that's incredible. It looks real good. Let's see what else we got in here. I don't remember what. So you can add stuff, like you can kind of see everything. Like one thing I always do with AI, I know it's childish, is like you ask it to like show someone eating sausage. Because you can't say show someone like munching on a penis. Let me see here. This was a video clip I was trying to do for the prank calls that Emil and I made, which, by the way, are available on Bandcamp. Link underneath. But check this out. You know, like a Satan attacks a call center. That one, not so good, but terrifying. And then finally, let me see if there's another good one here. You know, obviously, every once in a while, it totally fucks up. But check out, I was trying to do like a Cocomelon. What's great about generative AI is if you have a stupid idea, but you're kind of like, for some reason, you're uncertain if the idea is stupid, this will show you, no, that's a really bad idea. And you won't pursue whatever the fuck it was you thought you were going to make and save a lot of time. But this is my attempt to like duplicate Cocomelon. And it did a pretty good job, but I just realized like the amount of time it would take me to do an entire Cocomelon song with AI would be exorbitant. And for what? You know, it's pretty good though. Like if you think about like, that's pretty cool. That's actually pretty awesome. Maybe I will do a Cocomelon video. But this is great. If you are interested in messing around with generative AI, LumaLabs.ai is great. Runway ML is also good. But this one, and a lot of these things work really well together too. So, you know, you can make generate shit in Midjourney, then throw it into Luma AI, then throw it into Runway ML. And then this is a way that you can create content that is better than a lot of the AI content you see out there, which can be pretty disappointing. What's the last thing I wanted to say?
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I don't know. Thank you for watching my solo episodes. For those of you who aren't subscribing, subscribe, won't you? We got to get to phase two. Keep your eyes on this page. Soon the clip of Little Hobo will be uploaded. And finally, I really hope that you guys have it in your hearts to send some dough to Western North Carolina. I grew up there, and there's links down there or in the on the website, if you're listening to this with audio, there's links that you can find that for the foundations that my wife and I think are the best for donating to. There's lots of good ones out there, but we research the ones that are like boots on the ground, and you can see them in the comments down below. And I'm sorry for my audio listeners. I just realized that I was referring to things you can't see. Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.